Hi, my name is Dr. Lynn Rossi, health psychologist for Healthy for Life. Welcome to the practice of mindful yoga. Mindful hatha yoga consists of gentle stretching and strengthening exercises done slowly with moment-to-moment awareness of breathing and of the sensations that arise as you put your body into various postures. While you will be following my instructions, it's very important to simultaneously listen to your own body in order to discover your version of each posture, honoring the wisdom of your body and what it tells you about how to move into a posture, how long to hold it, and if you need to move out of a posture before I say to, then do so. If you find yourself unable to do a particular posture, please feel free to skip it. Engaging with your body with the attitude of kindness and acceptance. Jenny will be doing the chair modification of each pose in case you want or need to do yoga from your chair. Finally, we always recommend that you check with your health care provider before starting a new practice of physical activity. So let's begin by lying down on our backs in a comfortable position on a mat or pad on the floor, allowing your body to settle into what we call the corpse pose. Lying on your back with your feet falling away from each other and your arms alongside your body with your palms open toward the ceiling if that feels comfortable for you. If you have lower back problems, you can bend your knees and have your knees falling together if that's more comfortable. Now bringing your attention to the breath at the belly, the gentle rising and falling of the belly in response to the breath. And taking some time to invite the breath to be deep, softening the belly in order to get a deep breath in, and then contracting the belly as you breathe out, feeling the belly rising and falling and the ribs expanding and contracting, all in response to the breath. And continuing to breathe in and out in this way throughout the practice period, letting the breath and the body be your touchstone to the present moment. And whenever you discover the mind has wandered away, simply bringing your attention back time and again to the breath and the sensations in the body just as you find it. Letting the body completely relax into the floor, completely letting go. Letting the floor do all of the work of holding you up. On the in-breath, breathing in a sense of vitality and renewed energy. And on the out-breath, letting go of any tension or tightness in the mind or body. And now, when you're ready, and on the next in-breath, stretching your arms up over your head until your hands reach the floor above you. You can leave your arms parallel or lock your thumbs together as you reach the fingers overhead in one direction and point your toes and stretch them in the opposite direction. Getting a nice, deep, full body stretch. Feeling the stretch through the elbows, the armpits, and shoulders, and the rib cage. Continuing to breathe as you stretch. Now taking another deep breath in. And on the out breath, bringing the arms slowly and mindfully back down to rest alongside your body, staying in touch with them all the way and noticing the wave of release when your arms make contact with the floor. Feeling the whole body once again and inviting the breath to be deep and full and feeling the effects of just this one stretch. And now when you're ready, bringing one knee and then the other into your chest and taking a hold of the legs and squeezing them into your chest. And if you'd like, gently rocking side to side, getting a nice massage of the muscles along the spine, taking a few deep breaths in and out, feeling the belly expanding into the upper legs, letting your face be relaxed and soft. Continuing to pull the knees up toward the chest to get a deeper stretch. And when you're ready, taking a hold of the right leg and letting the left leg go straight on the floor. Gently pulling the right knee up into your chest in the wind relieving posture. You can move the right knee from side to side or even make circles with your knee in one direction and then the other, just loosening up that right hip. Relaxing the face, inviting the breath to be deep. And if you'd like, you can circle the toes of the right foot in one direction to loosen up the ankle. And then circle the toes in the opposite direction. And when you're ready, switching sides. Letting go of the right knee, letting it go straight on the floor, and bringing the left knee up into your chest, hugging it tight. Moving the knee from side to side, or circling the knee to get some movement into that left hip. You can circle the toes of the left foot, loosening up the ankle. Breathing, moving the toes in the opposite direction. And then letting the left foot come down to the floor and bending your right leg so the right foot is flat on the floor. And from here, we'll move into the crocodile twist. So to prepare the body for the twist, shift your bottom about an inch to the left on your mat. Clasping your hands and bringing them behind your head. Bringing one knee and then the other into the chest. And when you're ready, just letting the knees fall over to the right as far as they'll go. It doesn't matter if your knees reach the floor, but trying as best you can to leave your left elbow and shoulder flat on the floor so your chest is facing up toward the ceiling. Now inviting the breath to be full and deep, even though it's a little challenging to do this in a twisted posture. Feeling the left rib cage expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. Feeling the twist in the spine, the stretch along the arms and the armpits, the hips and the legs. Letting your body just relax into the twist. With each breath, relaxing just a little bit more. And when you're ready, bringing your left knee up to center and the right knee will follow. And then lowering both feet to the floor. Straightening out your body, taking a breath and shifting your bottom to the right about an inch or two, and then bringing your knees back into your chest, letting the knees fall over to the left as far as they'll comfortably go. Not forcing anything, but being gentle with yourself and feeling the twist in the spine. Again, trying to keep the right elbow and shoulder on the floor. Inviting the breath now to be deep. Breathing into the right rib cage. And on the out breath, relaxing the face and relaxing into the twist. Taking your time. Not pushing the body too far and not striving to be in any particular position, but letting the body slowly release and open up all on its own. And then to move out of the twist, bringing your right knee back to your chest and the left knee will follow, and lowering the feet on the floor and straightening out the body so your spine is straight on your mat. Releasing your hands from behind your head and pausing here for a moment and feeling the effects of the twist on the body. And now when you're ready, bringing your right ankle to rest above your left knee. And then bring your left knee toward your chest, clasping your hands together behind the left leg by bringing your left hand around the outside of the left leg and threading your right hand through the hole that's been created by your right leg. Hugging your left leg in close to your chest, and if you'd like, you can gently rock side to side. Inviting the breath to be deep and full. Feeling the stretch now in the right hip. Imagine that you can breathe all the way down into the right hip and out from the right hip. Letting the body relax and let go. Now, this is a good posture for preparing the body for sitting meditation by opening the hips and allowing you to sit on a cushion more comfortably. Now, releasing the clasp of your hands and letting the left foot go flat on the floor, bringing the right foot back to the floor and just switching sides. Bringing the left ankle over the right knee and bringing your right knee into your chest, clasping your hands now around the right leg and hugging the right leg into your chest and gently rocking side to side. Taking a nice long deep breath into the body and letting the breath and the sensations in the body be your anchor to the present. Remember, when your mind wanders away, as it will, coming back again and again to the breath and the body sensations. One more deep breath in and out. And when you're ready, releasing the clasp of the hands and letting the right foot come flat on the ground and bringing the left foot flat and pausing here for a moment. And now we'll do some core strengthening postures. I'm going to start by clasping your hands behind your head and bringing your knees into your chest, raising your head toward your knees and bringing your right elbow to the left knee. Switching sides and bringing your left elbow to the left knee. Once more, bringing your right elbow to your left knee and straightening out that right leg. And we'll do some bicycling motions back and forth. Moving at your own rate. Bicycling back and forth. Remembering to breathe. Breathing out as you move to each side. You need to stop before I say to. Go ahead and do so. But just a few more here together. And then when you're ready, relaxing the head back down to the floor, letting your feet go flat, placing your hands on your belly, feeling the strength that it took to do these postures. And we're going to use that strength as we move into the boat posture. So reaching your fingertips up towards your knees or taking a hold of your legs and bringing yourself to a seated position. Your feet are flat on the floor, about hip width apart. Bringing your hands behind you, with your fingertips facing forward and raising your legs so that they're parallel to the floor. Now, this is one version of the boat posture, lifting your sternum as best you can. If you feel comfortable here, you can release your hands. Bring them to either side of the legs. If you want to go a little deeper, and you don't have to, you can stay right here. You can place your hands back on the floor and straighten your legs. And then there's one more version. If you're comfortable here, you can release your hands and bring them to the sides of your legs. But again, finding the version that you're most comfortable with and staying here. A posture that's not going to be one where you can't smile while you're doing the boat and where you want to be able to breathe. Relax the face, breathing in and out. And again, just finding your version of the boat. And then releasing the legs. From here, we're going to let the feet go flat on the floor with the soles of the feet together. Okay, so you're sitting, your soles of your feet together. You're going to bring your hands behind you. And then just let the knees fall out to either side. Sitting up straight and tall. Breathing in and out, lifting your sternum. Spine is erect. Letting your knees be relaxed as they fall to either side in this bound angle posture. Connecting with the breath. Breathing all the way down into the inner thighs. Helping them to open and release. Letting the breath be deep and full. And from here, we're going to move into a twist. So to do the twist, we're going to start by leaning to the left. As you bring your right foot either to the front of your left knee or over your left knee. You want to have both sit bones flat on the ground. So sitting up nice and tall, taking a deep breath in, and on the out breath, we're going to twist the body to the right as you bring your right arm behind you. Placing your hand on the floor and cradling your right leg with your left hand or arm and twisting the head and looking as far to the right as you can. Even looking into the far right corners of your eyes, finding a spot to focus on and keeping your attention there as best you can. In yoga, that's called a drishti. It helps to improve concentration and focus. Breathing in as you lift up, straighten the spine, and as you breathe out, moving to the edge of your twist. One more deep breath in. And on the out breath, releasing the arms and coming back into the bound angle posture, bringing the soles of the feet together, hands behind you, sitting up nice and tall, connecting with the breath once more, pausing here for a moment. And then we'll move to the other side. So leaning to the right as you bring your left foot either to the front of the right leg or over your right knee, making sure that both sit bones are flat on the ground, sitting up nice and tall, and then twisting to the left, cradling the leg with your arm, bringing the left arm behind you, twisting the head so that you have a nice twist from the bottom of your spine to the top of your spine. Looking out into the corners of the eyes, finding one spot of attention, inviting the breath to be deep, even though it's a little difficult to breathe deeply in the twisted postures. Consciously taking some nice, long, full breaths, bringing your awareness down into the body. A couple of more breaths in and out. And then releasing the twist by letting go of the arms, coming back to center, and bringing the soles of the feet together once more in the bound angle. And now when you're ready, we're going to move into the head-to-knee posture. So you'll start by bringing your left leg straight in front of you, and you'll take a hold of your right ankle and bring it across your left leg so that the knees are falling out on top of one another, clasping your hands around the right knee, flexing your left foot so that your toes are pointed up toward the ceiling, sitting up nice and tall, spine erect, taking a deep breath in as you lift up and as you breathe out, letting the chest fall forward over your legs and feeling the sensations of stretch along the back of the left leg, the hamstrings and the calf muscles releasing and letting go. You can close your eyes if you'd like. These muscles down the back of the legs shorten by sitting at our desks all day long and when we exercise. So it's really a good idea to spend some time lengthening them out on a regular basis. Leaving your spine straight and just falling forward to the place that helps you get a mild to slightly moderate sensation. Being sure not to pull yourself down or force anything, but letting the body open up on its own, gently and slowly. Relaxing the face, relaxing the jaw, letting the whole body relax into the posture. And then coming back up, and we'll switch sides. So straightening the right leg, taking hold of the left foot, bringing it over your leg and letting the knees fall over each other. Clasping your hands around your left knee, the toes of your right foot are pointed up toward the ceiling. Sitting up nice and tall, taking a deep breath in and then breathing out as you let the chest fall forward. Just to that place where you can sense the body saying stop. If you've gone too far, you run the risk of injuring yourself. We're not looking for a painful sensation. My motto in yoga is no pain, no pain. So not moving to the point of pain. There's a sense of the body stretching and opening, not creating tension, but a sense of gentle releasing and letting go. Looking for the sensation that feels delicious. Breathing deeply, relaxing the face and jaw, letting the body just lengthen on its own. A couple of more deep breaths in and out. And then once again, sitting up and just crossing your legs in preparation for some neck rolls and shoulder releases. Resting your hands on your legs. And then dropping your chin down to your chest and feel the stretch along the back of the neck, letting your shoulders be relaxed. Taking a deep breath in and out here. And then rolling your right ear over your right shoulder, releasing the muscles along the left side of the neck. Breathing in and out. And then rolling the head across the front and bringing your left ear over your left shoulder. Getting a nice stretch along the right side of the neck, connecting with the breath. And then moving your head in whatever way feels good for you. Just taking some time now to explore the movement in the neck. Moving in and out of sensations, relaxing the face and the jaw. And then bringing the head up to neutral and dropping it straight back and feeling the stretch along the front of the neck, the throat, the chest. Breathing in and out here. And then bringing your head forward. And we'll begin to roll the shoulders in the forward direction, making big circles with the shoulders, letting the arms be relaxed. Moving the body in response to the breath, breathing in as you move your shoulders up, breathing out as you bring your shoulders down. And then moving in the opposite direction, feeling the sensations in the shoulders, loosening and relaxing. And then when you're ready, coming to rest. And we'll do something called eagle arms. First of all, breathing in and bringing your arms up into a V position. And as you breathe out, bringing your arms down in front of your torso, keeping them straight. Crossing the right arm underneath the left, bending your elbows and bringing the palms of your hands together and pressing them together as best you can. Lifting your elbows up, stretching your fingers toward the ceiling, finding your version of the posture. Taking a deep breath into the back between the shoulder blades, feeling the shoulder blades opening and releasing. Staying connected with the breath. And then releasing the arms, bringing them back up into a V position, and then breathing out, bringing the left arm underneath the right, bending the elbows, bringing the palms of the hands together in the eagle position on this side. Taking a deep breath in and out, lifting the arms up. Feeling the stretch now in between the shoulder blades. Bringing new oxygen and blood into this area of the body that can often be tight and tense. One more deep breath in and out. And releasing the hands and bringing the arms and hands behind you, clasping the hands behind you and squeezing the shoulder blades together. Opening up the chest. Sitting up nice and tall, breathing in and out. Noticing if your mind wanders away once we've moved into a posture, and bringing yourself back. Feeling the sensations that are created throughout the chest and back from this yoga mudra posture. And then releasing the hands, bring them to the front again. And pausing here for a moment, just checking in with the body and how it feels from doing those shoulder and neck releases. And now moving into a side stretch. So bringing your left hand to the side of your body, raising your right hand up towards the ceiling, reaching your fingertips up to the ceiling as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, bending over to the left as far as you can go, leaving your chest open, inviting the breath to be deep, stretching, reaching the right fingertips out to the left, feeling the stretch all the way down the arms and into the hips. And then coming back up again, lowering the right hand down to the floor, bring the left hand up to the ceiling, breathing in as you lift your left hand up to the right, leaving the chest open, feeling the stretch along the left side of the body now. Notice how the body begins to release over time. Listening to the body's signals about how far to go and when to move further or when to back off. And then coming back up again once more. Bringing your hands back to your knees and pausing briefly, breathing. Sensing the body being a little bit taller. And now we're going to come on to our hands and knees for the cat and cow postures. Okay, so you want to make sure in this tabletop position that your wrists are right above your shoulders and that your knees are directly below your hips. You want to spread your fingertips wide apart, and to move into cat, you're going to exhale as you arch your back, pushing out through the hands, tucking your tailbone, arching your back, dropping your head, letting your head be relaxed. And on the inhale, moving into cow by letting your belly be lowered to the floor, lifting your sit bones and chest, looking up towards the ceiling. And then breathing out as you move into cat. Breathing in as you move into cow. And then moving back and forth at your own rate of breath. Loosening up the spine. Couple of more times. And then coming into a neutral position onto your hands and knees, and we'll move into the sunbird. To do that, you're going to extend your right arm forward and your left leg behind you, parallel to the floor, reaching in both directions, your fingertips in one direction and toes in the other. You can look down at the floor or you can look out over your fingertips. Relaxing as best you can, breathing, This is a posture that requires a lot of strength in the arms and the back and the legs, feeling the muscles that are working in this posture. One more deep breath in and out, and then lowering the right hand and the left knee, and then releasing the spine by coming into cat just one time, and then coming back into a neutral position, and we'll move to the other side. Raising your left arm up and your right leg back, parallel to the ground, reaching in both directions, looking at one spot of attention and breathing, relaxing the face and jaw, relaxing everything that doesn't need to be working in order to do this posture. Breathing deeply helps you to hold the posture. Smiling helps you to relax. Then lowering your left hand, lowering your right knee, and releasing the spine by doing the cat once more. Pushing all the way up into the arch, and then coming back into the neutral position one more time. And we'll move into a C curve, which is a simple posture, but helps gain more flexibility in the spine. So exhaling as you look over your right shoulder and bring your right shoulder and hip together. Breathing. And then exhaling as you look over your left shoulder. Breathing here, bringing your left hip and shoulder together. And doing it one more time, looking out over your right shoulder, bringing your right hip and shoulder toward one another. And then one more time, moving in the opposite direction, bringing your left hip and shoulder together. And then coming back to neutral. And then lying down on our back for the last couple of postures that we'll be doing. You want your knees bent with your feet flat on the floor. And you want your heels as close to possible to your sit bones. Your arms are resting by your side with the palms facing down on the floor. Start by flattening the lower back onto the floor and then lifting your tailbone up and rolling the body up toward the ceiling one vertebra at a time into the bridge posture. Lifting the buttocks up as high as it will go, and you'll just be resting on your head, shoulders, and arms and feet. Inviting the breath to be deep. You can even see the belly rising and falling in this position. And trying to keep your knees about hip width apart. And you can stay here, or you can clasp your hands underneath your body, wiggling one shoulder and then the other towards the center. Pressing down through the arms to keep you lifted up. Or you can just leave the arms at your sides, finding your version of the posture. Breathing. Nice, full, deep breaths. And if you need to come down before I say to, doing slowly, one vertebrae at a time. But together, let's try to hold the posture for a couple of more deep breaths in and out. Might help to relax the face and jaw. Feeling the strength that it takes to hold the body in this position. Feeling the fatigue in the leg muscles. And slowly lowering the body one vertebrae down at a time by bringing your shoulders far apart, your hands by your side. Feeling the massage along the back and feeling the wave of release as the body begins to melt into the floor. pausing for a moment when you get down to the floor and feeling the effects of the bridge posture. And then to release the spine, we'll do a knee down twist by simply letting the knees fall out over to the right to release the spine, which is always good to do after a back bending posture like the bridge. And then moving your knees to the other side and letting them fall to the left and connecting with the breath. And then bringing the knees back up, and we'll move into the corpse pose. You can stay here, bringing your feet out a little bit further apart and letting the knees fall together. Or you can straighten your legs and let your feet fall to either side. Your arms are at your side with the palms facing up toward the ceiling. Or you can place your right hand over your belly and your left hand over your chest. Just allowing the body to relax and let go, feeling the effects of all of the postures that we've done together. Giving yourself time to relax, feeling what it's like just to be lying here, completely relaxed. Staying here for as long as you'd like. Experiencing yourself as being stronger and more flexible. Not simply in your body, but in your life in general. And as you move back into your day, noticing how this practice of yoga might bring more flexibility and kindness into your relationship, not only with your body, but with life itself.